Okay, and we are broadcasting.
All right, so the first task is to adopt the committee rules. Can I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, move that we adopt the committee rules as presented.
Senator, would you mind opening an organizational meeting first?
Oh, I thought we did that. All right, so this is Senator Beyer acting as chair of the committee. We're opening a meeting on the committee on Initiative 402, ballot measure 86. And now we have a motion on the floor to adopt the rule. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Sounds unanimous, so let's move on. Okay, Richard, take it away. We have this draft in front of us, is that right?
Senator, do you wish to close the organizational meeting?
I'm sorry, couldn't hear you.
Do you wish to close the organizational meeting and open up a work session?
Yes. So we will open a work session on the measure in front of us.
Thank you, Senator. Please proceed.
Do we have to redo the rules, Richard? Keep us on track here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman of the Committee, I don't understand your question.
Oh, we've adopted the rules, we've opened the work session, I guess we're ready to talk about the measure in front of us.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I just recommend you to open a work session on the bill in front of the measure in front of us, and that we proceed with our discussion of that.
All right, so ordered. We have opened the work session, and we are ready to discuss the measure in front of us. My understanding is this is a draft that's been prepared by Legislative Council when submitted through the House Majority Office.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it was actually prepared by the House Majority Office in conjunction with the Office of the Treasurer, who is kind of the champion of this of the Senate resolution that started this process.
All righty. Tobias, since this came out of your majority office, I just have one question, and that is I don't have a particular problem with the measures that's written. Other than it seems to use the first-person pronouns, and I wondered about that.
Okay. So I've not seen this prior to getting it from our committee administrator. Are you suggesting an alternative to the first-person pronouns?
Well, we'll do that. I would suggest if we can get within the words that we just replace the S's and the we's with the legislature.
Okay.
Legislature.
Yeah. My only concern, Mr. Chair, was the last sentence in the third paragraph that reads, and because the endowment will grow over time, in the future, student aid will no longer compete with other vital services for limited budget dollars. I think the three members of this committee have sufficient experience to suspect that while we would aspire to that being true, it's unlikely to actually be the case. My hope, at least, would be that we would lessen that competition, but I think it would be unreasonable to say that there would not be any competition. So while I don't have a specific alternative in mind at the moment, I'd suggest we soften that a little bit to say something about the competition would be lessened or something to that effect.
I like your word, lessened.
I would concur with that. I think, though I didn't make that comment on my material as I was going through this, but it's a little presumptuous of us to think it's going to completely replace general fund money for financial aid. I think it would be nice if we could maybe get to that point, But what it really is going to do is just provide another revenue stream or another fund stream, other funds in this case, to help out at the consequence of an ever-increasing demand on the state budget. So I certainly think regardless of where else we might or might not go today that we do make that correction in the language. Hello.
Mr. Mooster, does that give you sufficient direction, or do we need to come up with the specific language to replace that?
Mr. Chair, Representative Reed, I would prefer it if you could tell me what you'd like, and we could perhaps use, I tried to put line numbers in on the document that I sent out, so you could tell me, delete whatever portions of lines 20 and 21 and replace it with the next language, if that makes sense.
The document that I have does not have lines, line numbers in it, but...
Okay, well, I can. I know which sentence you're talking about.
Yeah, so I mean, I'll start by making something up here and depend on my colleagues to improve on it. Perhaps we could say, and because the endowment will grow over time, in the future, competition amongst student aid and other vital services for limited budget dollars will be lessened.
Ooh, that's a lot longer.
Okay, improve it, please.
How about start the same sentence, but where it goes in the future, it will lessen It will lessen the competition.
Yep.
With other vital services.
It will lessen the competition between student aid and other vital services.
And other vital services.
For limited budget dollars.
Yeah, so you put the lesson up in.
I should look and see if perhaps on the screen, maybe you're doing this right now.
Yeah. Can you get to the screen?
I'm trying right now.
Bob, do you have
I have to put an app in.
Pardon me?
If representatives and Senator Beyer, if you want me to pause the record and make sure that we get your email addresses and everything correct, I'm happy to do that if you're having trouble accessing the document or what have you.
Thanks. Well, let me ask, are Bob and Tobias, can you get this on your screen from his email?
I didn't realize that I had to install an app, which it's now doing.
Oh, really?
When was this sent?
Representative Jensen, I sent it a few minutes ago, and I sent it yesterday evening. The link is, I sent about half an hour ago or so.
I was just able to click on the link, and it came up.
Today, I have nothing in my today's folder. Wait a minute. Here's Richard Donovan. And you've got a link for me here. Your screen on that?
Yes, that's the link to the Join Me, which is an application that will let you see my screen. And it does have to install an app, as Representative Reed discovered it. It should only take a couple of minutes. Senator Beyer, I think that you installed it once previously, which is probably why it was so quick for you.
Yeah, while I'm waiting for it, I guess I've got some of it to come up here now. and I see what you've added in here. Okay. Now, can we add or delete in here? I don't believe so.
I think you have to tell Richard Bob, and he'll make the changes on the screen.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question. Are we limited by the several questions, if you can indulge me, Mr. Chair. Are we limited to the number of words?
Representative Jensen, we are limited to 325 words.
Okay. 325 words. And is there any format that we're limited to, or what things must or must not be included?
Representative Jensen, this is an advocacy statement, so it's not supposed to be a neutral statement. In terms of formatting, okay, we are limited to what I guess you consider the kind of standard typography and typographic format. You can do bold and italics, but you can't do, for example, yeah, okay, tables and charts.
Yeah. Okay. My first comment to the to all of us or all of y'all there is I thought that the purpose of this statement in support of was to for those people, and at least in my part of the state, most of the people rely heavily on the voter's pamphlet when it comes out to make their decisions if they haven't already done so. And I really don't see the way this is written as being very persuasive, if you wish, for me, either in its kind of outright, structure, or in the subtleties in the way that that it's written. For example, it says on line 17, if measure 86 passes, for someone advocating this, if I'm selling you a car and I say, if you buy this car, you'll never have another accident because of all the safety features you have. But the if you buy this car, or if the measure passes, leaves more of the sense of feeling that there's a question mark on the part of the writers as to whether it's going to pass or whether it should pass.
Good point, Bob. So are you advocating that should be changed to something like Measure 86 will provide the legislature with the authority?
Yeah, I actually spent quite a bit of time trying to rewrite the whole thing, and wow. I mean no disrespect to any of the folks who have worked on this, but I rewrote that paragraph in something like, it does this by enabling the legislature to invest in permanent growing and in a permanent growing endowment dedicated to student aid for higher education, etc.
I like that.
Okay. And
good too.
Is there any way I can send you where it would get through to all of you what I've written on this? Because I tried to kind of, I mean, there are a lot of disjointed things in the languages it appears here, and tried to tie it together as you would if you were we're doing it, you know, for a campaign piece, if you wish.
Representative Jensen, Mr. Chair, if you wanted to email me that language, I could put it on the screen for all the members to look at, if you'd like.
Okay, how do I do that, puppy? I've got this in a Word document separate from the other. And I suppose I have to do a copy of this whole thing, huh?
Mr. Chair, Representative Jensen, if you replied to the email that I sent a short while ago and attached that Word document, I will take it from there.
Well, it's a matter of the attaching it that I'm able to do from time to time, but I'm not sure that I'm always proficient at it.
If you'd rather, I'd be happy to type whatever you'd like.
Well, it'd obviously be faster if I could just send it. And
want to give it a try, Bob?
Yeah, if you hang tight with me here for just a second or two while I get back to my screen. I go up here to Mr. Donovan. How do I get?
Just hit reply.
Yeah. Okay, I've got reply.
And then you have
and I have to get down here and I have, how do I get a paste off of this dumb thing?
Mr. Chair, do you want me to put the meeting at ease for a minute while we get this figured out?
Why don't you go ahead?
Okay, thank you.
We're at ease for a moment. All right.
We're back. I only have, I've Mr. Chair, I've placed all of Representative Jensen's text on the screen for you all to see. There are two areas, lines 27 through 30 and lines 42 through 44, that I'm not exactly sure what's intended. So I've left them, and I would appreciate some direction.
27 through 30?
27 through 30 and 42 through 44.
The intention on 27 through 30 is I've got the double brackets there to delete that whole paragraph.
Okay.
You take the whole thing?
Yeah. Because in part, some of it is included, or maybe it's reworded, but it's included earlier.
Under 16 and 19.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
and
also?
Then on 40. No, not 40. Yeah, you said
42 through 44 in the current text.
44. I have deleted 44 and 45. If I have the same, I guess we have the same thing.
Yeah.
47. Urge you to vote yes on 86. I've left that in.
Bob, why did you delete what is 42 through 44?
I don't know. I have to go back. What does it say?
He's got it at the top there in 16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or something very similar.
Okay.
So I should delete that, Mr. Chair? Or?
That's at that particular place. Yeah, this is Jeff Chair, it's Bob.
Okay.
That's it. That was my intention of deleting it there.
All right. Bob, Tobias, you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. All righty. So.
Where are we at? Who's supposed to be speaking? Am I supposed to be speaking?
I think we're looking. You can speak if you want.
Oh, if we're looking, I'm going to wait for you to tell me what to say or where to go.
So give us a clean one. Take those red things out so we just have a clean document, Richard.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yep. How many words have we got there?
Pardon me?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we have 301 words currently.
Okay, so we're within the 325.
Yes, yep. Mr. Chair.
Tobias, what's your reaction?
I think it's pretty good. It's so hard doing this, you know, in the moment wordsmithing. I do think it flows a bit better than the original. I like the fact that we're not making a promise we can't meet as well. Although we probably do on 25 need to fix that again. Using the language around lessening the competition.
Right. Right.
Otherwise, I think it's getting there.
My humble apologies, gentlemen, for not typing this whole thing out clean.
It's fine. No apologies, Mr.
I think you did a good job, Bob. Tobias, I think on 25, the way we could fix that, just say instead of no, it will no longer compete, this is will lessen competition.
Yeah, that's great.
Delete the no,
and Bob's probably right on the record interest rate, because this one would not go into effect for a while. Who knows where the interest rates will be?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Let's take that out.
Mr. Chair, does this sentence here from 24 to 25 make sense? I'm not sure that it does.
No, it doesn't. I was just going to say that.
What just that?
That syntax doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go with time. The future student financial aid will compete less. We'll face reduced competition. Any of those would be fine.
Lesson is not a good word, you're saying.
Well, it doesn't make sense in that, given the words in front of it. Future student financial aid will lessen competition with other vital services.
Right. Okay. So, we'll reduce.
What Richard's put in there now is we'll face reduced competition with other vital services.
Yeah, okay. I guess actually student. Should that be an S apostrophe?
Which one?
And because the endowment will grow over time, future student, should that be students?
It could be. I think either one is correct. As you're referring to the student financial aid as a category, it's okay as student financial aid, but you could also refer to the financial aid given to students and possessed by students. I think either one's fine.
Okay.
The term on 22, secondary or post-secondary professional technical training, is that
Yeah, I don't have any problem with, just leaving that vocational education. We want to stay away from that, but in the education world, they've kind of tried to get away from the terminology of vocational education and talk about professional technical education rather than vocational. But I think in essence, the two words are pretty much synonyms, mean the same thing, and maybe just staying with vocational education or vocational programs is more effective. I had questions myself in just my community college background and how the words were used that came into play on this.
I'd defer to you on that. I do think we could probably delete post-secondary. That seems kind of redundant given the other things.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Bob, I agree with you. I've always had the same thing being involved in vocational. I always thought that was more descriptive, but if we use professional technical, I usually see that with a slash between professional and technical.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe we cover all the bases if we do that and leave vocational above. Doesn't it say vocational above? Yeah, first line, second line is line 13, says vocational.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
Leave that, yeah. Put a slash, Richard, put a slash between vocational and technical.
Yeah.
Professional and technical?
Yeah, that's the way it's usually.
That's usually, I think you're right.
Let's delete post-secondary.
There you go.
Okay. Now, in line 29 and 30, I would love to just switch, instead of additionally, which seems a little presumptuous, just say Oregon will also benefit. And then in line 30, we have a typo. At the end of line 30, we need to say the best economic development.
Oh, yeah.
Back on 29, I think we could just say Oregon will also benefit instead of additionally.
Yeah, I like that.
Just put also between will and benefit.
Oh.
There you go.
You're talking about delete additionally?
Right. And just switch it, say Oregon will also benefit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. It's a stronger statement that way.
Yeah. I like that. How are we on words? With those changes.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, 290 words. Actually, I'll double check that.
There's no penalty for being short of words, is there?
No.
There's that famous line, Bob, from Mark Twain. I would have written something short, but I didn't have time. Harder to be precise.
Yes, I know. Having assigned a lot of papers, I found the most difficult paper I could assign a student to write was a one-page paper.
Yeah.
One of my best instructors in college was a lawyer who would give us a bunch of articles and chapter reading assignments and say, contrast the salient points in these articles with the chapters, and do it in 300 words.
Ah. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, we have it on the screen. Are there any other changes?
I'm just reading one more time, huh?
one more time through.
Where am I at on your, how do I get back to your screen on this stuff?
You haven't got that in front of you?
I've just been reading off of what, because I have some, here I am. Look, where'd you go?
Richard, help Bob get back to the screen so he's looking at the same thing we are.
Yeah, I'm there, I think.
You got the numbers along the right or the left side?
No, I just have it in a text, no numbers.
On line 29, do we need to say Oregon will also benefit from rather than with a more highly trained workforce? Good question. I don't have a strong opinion there, but
either works, I think.
Okay.
I like the from.
Line 31, Richard, is that just an empty space before we? The green line?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
I like this.
Yep, I'm good after that. And I guess maybe post-secondary needs a hyphen back in 13-14. I don't know if that's true, but it looks like it's telling us that. Yeah, there you go.
I think that's grammatically correct. Are we consistent throughout the document?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I believe we are now.
All right. Any other changes?
Not for me.
You okay, Bob?
I'm fine.
All right, let's put it on the record. I need a motion to adopt this.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee adopt the statement of support as edited today by the committee.
Any further discussion?
Just comment, Mr. Chair, and I thank you for your very good, what I would consider flattering words to me. And I do appreciate the changes that you mentioned or made. I didn't have a lot of time, like last night I worked, till about midnight, and then I didn't get up in time to proof things this morning, so.
Bob, it's like when we're back in school. It's that midnight oil that usually worked.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob, for doing that. We have a motion on the floor. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Is there any opposed? There's none. The motion's adopted. Richard, this is the statement. What else do we need to do?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I think just close the work session and adjourn unless there's other business for the good of the order.
All right. Well, Richard, thank you for your hard work, and Bob, particularly thank you. Tobias, we're set. So,
thank you.
We'll close the work session, and we are adjourned.
And I will send out copies for your digital...
And we are adjourned.
And I will send out copies for your digital...